This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Turbulent Truth. It's always Turbulent Truth, because the truth is always turbulent. If it's not chaotic in some way, if you're not rattling somebody's cage and making somebody mad,
you're lying.
It's probably a lie, because the truth is disruptive. It is. And
so is he.
I'm Gary Chapman.
And I'm Scott Cutcher.
That's Scott Cutcher.
Right here.
And I built the thing so that it actually
works now.
Yeah.
So you're going to stay over there?
I think I like it over here.
You've never been on the left in your whole freaking life.
On the screen, I'm on the right. I should have been here all along.
So appropriate.
Yes.
So did you realize that when you were editing your last
episode? I did. I was like, that's where I'm supposed to be.
Well, that's where I'm supposed to be. See, no wonder I felt so odd.
And this is my good side. I don't know if you can tell or not. This is definitely much better. Yeah. Do you think people actually have a good side visually?
Let me show you mine.
No.
You asked.
I did ask. Okay, so we every week take the madness, silliness, the complete stupidity of our current world.
Keep going.
I've got a lot of verbs that I can plug into these adjectives.
He is a wordsmith.
Yes, but it's just nuts, and you know it. You're alive. You're breathing. You're looking around. You know that most of what you see on devices like you're looking on right now, you really can't trust.
No.
Because it's
you can trust us.
It's an agenda-driven thing from the pit of absolute hell, actually.
And if you want to know what our agenda is, it's very simple.
To point
we
that out.
We want truth.
That's it.
We want to find it. We want to seek it out. We want to discover it.
Embrace
and then we want
it.
To share it.
We want to embrace
as
it.
As much as possible.
Share it. That's it.
That way you can dive into it and find the truth, not a variation of truth.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So,
and that was really obnoxious. That yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Barely homo.
Wow.
Barely. Not that there's anything wrong. Okay, wait, there is. Acts chapter whatever.
Yep.
No, it's Romans. It's Romans chapter 1.
My gosh. For all of you that didn't make it to church for your fire and brimstone this weekend.
There you go. No, you got to know where it is because you have gay friends like I do. And when you inadvertently get to that question, well, do you think I'm a sinner? It's not what I think. What I think has nothing to do with it.
No.
Because that would make me a judge and that's not who I am because that's God's job and he gets really mad when you try to take his gig. I ain't doing that. But I know what he says and it's in Romans.
So it's wrong when you go,
and
no.
Correct.
No.
That's correct.
No.
No. That's... Right. So
there's nothing going on.
No.
Nothing. You know, I'm really glad that we cleaned up the streets of Portland.
Isn't that nice?
in
San Francisco.
And you know what it took? A visit from a communist.
That's right.
So communism works.
So he's talking about obviously the Chinese dude. Coming over here,
yes.
Meeting with our Chinese dude. Yes. Biden. That's what's happening. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious. Tell me Joe didn't at some point during the visit just walk up and hand him an invoice. I just want you to take a look at this.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you can.
When you get a minute.
Yeah. Can you approve this?
Yes.
Can you put our debt rating back up, please?
Yes, please. So San Francisco is honestly, it was one of my favorite cities.
Oh, it wasn't Portland?
In the world.
I was hoping it would
migrate. In the world. For many, many years, I left my heart there a few times.
In San Francisco?
No, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city. I
absolutely.
Actually lived north of San Francisco for a while. Yeah.
I know that.
Yep.
Something I didn't know.
It was amazing. Great, great experience. Whole another fabulous story. But yeah, it has degraded so...
Yeah.
Far. Thank you, Gavin Newsom. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. Thank you all the people out there that thought communism was a great plan. Just let's just isolate it here. And it's okay if a bunch of crap piles up on the street because
literally.
People literally take a dump on the street.
Yeah.
It's really, really an awful place. Crime's terrible. Everything's terrible.
But now it's cleaned up.
And when dude showed up,
dude,
not only was it nice and clean everywhere that he went, there were Chinese flags, their flags, lining all the pathways that he took, with people literally saying, you know, praise dude. Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, it occurred to me during his visit, I think he's the guy that started the whole pronoun thing. Think about it. Go with it. What's his name?
She.
He prefers to be called she. Hello. It was right there. And scene.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway.
Oh, it's Monday before Thanksgiving. That's yes, for sure.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
No, it annoyed me a lot that we would...
Annoyed is a very different word than what I thought you would use.
Why didn't we arrest him? He was right here.
For all the atrocities of releasing a pandemic on the world?
Lao Baijing.
And killing all of his own people over the years.
Yeah.
You know, I got good friends that are Chinese and they fled for a reason.
Yeah, they did.
Of course, they're scared to talk about it still.
How about the Uyghurs? How many million people do you have to imprison and or kill before you should get arrested? I don't know. Seems like one would do it. I think. Anyway.
Well, if that was the case, then we got to get our own government for January 6th.
Thank you.
Yeah, well.
Now you're seeing the plan.
No, I get it. I get it. It's America's not America anymore.
Have you seen any of the footage from January 6th that's been released yet? Have you seen any of it?
I've seen some of it, yeah.
There's one that I really want to show. It's amazing.
Okay.
So, J6, guy gets arrested. This is inside the Capitol.
Yep.
Police obviously handcuff him. He's got on a helmet, full face. You can't see his face.
Right.
And they take his handcuffs off, and he fist bumps one of the cops.
Okay.
Okay, generally, they're like chumming it up here,
yeah,
obviously.
Big time.
Say, hey, man, take care.
See you guys later.
Adios.
Okay. And he just walks out.
That's it. Okay.
What the?
That's,
what was that?
Dude, that's one of so many weird things. There's also a bunch of footage that somehow got released.
Yeah.
That is not the internal 40,000 hours of Capitol footage. It's body cam footage from the cops. And dude, there's some bad stuff there. They were told to shoot into the crowd before anything happened.
What?
Some of those flashbang things. They started it. They started it.
So they staged
clearly.
It. So they took already a volatile situation,
yes,
made sure they increased it to the point where they then could capitalize on it no matter what the outcome was.
Yes.
And it played out exactly the way they wanted to.
Yes,
so they
it
could
did.
Beat this drum to the point of scaring everyone. Yet, what has been going on with the protests in D.C. currently is not an insurrection.
Dude, okay, there's one in particular. This is a piece of video that makes me so mad. I don't really want to watch it again, but I want to make sure you've seen it and that they've seen it.
Okay.
We
Wow. Dude. Okay. So it's on, I think, is what we're looking for here.
So when does the Civil War start?
It looks like they started it up there.
I think they're starting it.
Here's the thing that America's got to seriously wake up to. I don't want to kill anybody.
Mm-mm.
I don't. No desire. None.
Me either.
I don't want to live with killing somebody. No. I don't want that.
But?
However, you need to know what their plan is. It's not just to kill all the Jews. It's not about dirt. It's not about land.
No,
he says all this really well. It's not about that. From the river to the sea means every Jew dies, no matter where they are.
All of them.
Anywhere in the world. These people want to kill them. Along with, wait for it, you, if you believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a breathing Christian on this planet, their mission is to kill you.
Convert or kill.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You either convert or you die.
You can, Allah Akbar, what the baka.
Yeah, I will never do that.
No.
Sorry.
That's not going to happen. So it's getting to that point, right? To where you go, all right, God, I know you don't operate on my schedule necessarily, but.
Right.
And we just have to rest. You got to rest.
Well,
because he's so got it. He's got
it. He
this.
Does. He does. But you have to, like you said, you have to be aware of what's going on and the kind of brainwashing that's occurring. I mean, if you watch at the indoctrination of their own children from a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
This has gone back way back to biblical times. They are brought up to hate anything that doesn't align with this warped theology of cleansing
mm-hmm.
and converting. It's unbelievable to me. It really is. And what's really unbelievable is that we've fallen asleep. So there was a study, I don't know if I mentioned this last time. If I did, please stop me because I don't want to repeat myself. But maybe it bodes repeating.
Maybe.
There's a specialist that has been studying for many, many, many years, 30 plus years, where terrorism originates. And I believe I have said this before, but I'm going to say it again. It starts in our educational institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So the higher, when he did his studies and he wanted to find out where does this theology take root and blossom into bad action, to it actually becoming terrorism,
mm-hmm.
it always goes back to higher education.
Yeah.
And it has for 50 plus years.
There's an interesting thing that's happening in the higher education strata of this country. Turns out a lot of the Ivy League schools that were openly very pro-Hamas,
yep.
very anti-Israel.
Yep.
How could they not let these people live in peace? Yada, 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 yada. All of those institutions are to a large extent funded by Jewish people who seem to have taken offense to their stance and withdrawn their funding.
Which
has
changed,
in turn
changed their tune.
Changed their mind somehow. So if you do something immoral for money, you're a whore.
And you're
Did I say that clearly?
And you're worshiping Mammon.
Yes, you are worshiping Mammon. Our pastor.
What a great sermon.
Whoa. That piece of the Sermon on the Mount that very clearly says you cannot worship God and Mammon. Which we connect with just, it means money. No, it's more.
It's much more.
It's much, much more than that.
It's
the power that money gives you.
That's it.
And I'm sorry, I got nailed in the face.
I don't think anyone sitting in the place didn't get nailed in the face. To some degree, on some level.
Here's the thing that nailed me. He actually said, and he's right, because it just rang like a bell in my spirit when he said it. If you're sitting at home worried about, first of all, you're a believer, you trust him with your life, you've yeah. committed your life to him.
Right.
And you're sitting at home worried about your finances, it's a sin. Mm. If you really trust him, don't give the enemy the pleasure of your time by worrying and being afraid of what might happen. God's got you. He's got me. He's got him. He's got us.
He does.
That is the overarching theme of everything we do on this show.
Oh.
God's gotcha. And I am so guilty, so crazy guilty,
yeah,
of middle of the night going, oh, wow, the electric bill. Okay, then there's got to, yeah, oh, wow. How am I going to do, Christmas is coming. Shoot, I don't want it to suck. All of that is not just a waste of time and energy on my part. It's an offense to my Savior and my Father. And I'm stopping it. I'm stopping it.
And we're all guilty of it.
Absolutely.
We're all guilty of
it. I'm confessing, so yes, so, obviously.
So I'm going to tell you right now, we've said it before, we'll say it a million times, it's something God has put on my heart and has unfortunately had to beat it into me because I'm so freaking hard-headed sometimes.
That's true. He is.
It's true. Surrender activates faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't learn how to surrender in every moment that worry comes in, not saying, and here's the thing, I want to preface this because I got a little bit of blowback from someone that watched the show, as a friend of mine, and pinged me and said, dude, I get all this, but am I supposed to just sit around, surrender everything? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I you know, there's so many people that are living off mom and dad and sitting and not doing what they're supposed to do. I said, time out, what do you mean by that? He's like, well, God gave us work. I said, absolutely. I said, surrender doesn't mean not to go do something.
No.
In regards to fixing the situation. But you can't rely on yourself to do it. Instead, you use your resources to work the land you've been given. So in that moment, if God goes, hey, Gary, I'm going to drop a gig in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
And that gig is not going to be what you normally would get, but it's going to feed your family for a week or two. You're going to say, okay.
I took one this morning.
There it is.
Absolutely.
Didn't even know it. So there it is.
Yeah.
Same with
me. Literally happened on a text about 15 minutes ago.
Hey, Scott, I want you to build a rep group in an industry that you're very well known at 52 when you thought you were going to be capitalizing on everything you've done up to this point.
Right, yeah.
Didn't want to do it, doing it, and now I'm loving it. So it's kind of crazy how that works. But the point is, I had to surrender to his plan and how to fix it, and then I had to go work the land he gave me to fix it. That's the point here.
Yeah.
So surrender is the catalyst for faith. If you can't surrender, your faith is there, but it's not active.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you activate it. It's like Wonder Twins, activate, right? Yes. This is the whole kind of thing. Shape of faith.
Yes.
You know, that's what you have to do. And it's beautiful what you said, and I couldn't agree more. It hit me the same way, and I went,
yeah.
What am I worrying about?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I think there's no place to go, a door opens or an opportunity happens or whatever, and I go, whoa, wait a minute. Or, and you and I have had this, out of nowhere. Nothing we've done at all but working the land we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
No fruits are coming from that land, but we're called to work it. And all of a sudden, a check comes from something we did years ago.
Yes.
That we never thought we were going to get paid on.
Yep.
And you go, where did that come from? Oh, they basically told me, go spit.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I'm getting a royalty check or whatever.
His hand.
Yeah. So those are the kind of things. Or he uses people. See, that's the beauty of it, y'all. If we do what we're supposed to and we don't serve mammon, then all of a sudden we have resources because our heart's in the right place to then give back and be the hand of God in that situation. That's where it gets beautiful. So, yeah, it hit me hard too, and in almost the exact same way. It was really interesting looking around the room too, the amount of people that you just saw going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was powerful.
I think he's talking to me.
It was powerful.
Yeah, it was so good. Good job, Darren. We love you.
So there is a...
Oh, yeah. Where are you going now?
...commercial thing that has been released that is just... It's so well done.
Mm.
I don't know if you've seen it or not. But
okay.
It's,
well, why don't you show it to me?
It's worth seeing. And if you don't believe that the 2020 election was somehow hinky...
Hanky? I like that.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
I like that. Then you're going to get angry at this, but I don't care because it was.
Because at the end of the day, truth is truth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Start with a virus, import it into America, talk about it nonstop, call some governors. Not them. That's your guys. Put patients into nursing homes, tell thousands, blame the president, keep blaming, blame some more, lock down small business. Kill the economy. Push mail-in voting don't stop pumping. Install your software in swing states. That was fast. Take control of polling stations. Call off the election when you're losing. Kick everyone out. Pull out all the extra ballots. Get the software to do its thing. Get the media to say it's over. Call the big tech guys. Ban anyone who notices. Act like the whole thing never happened.
Oh my gosh!
So,
wow, that was well done. As someone that does some of that stuff,
yeah,
that was well done.
Really well done.
Oh.
So if you want to tell the story over Thanksgiving to some of your friends that still believe that
that election was up and up. Yeah, I need that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe we'll post a link for you.
Yeah, maybe so.
To download or go look or whatever.
I don't know where I can put. Well, Rumble would probably not. No, they wouldn't take it down.
Yeah. Put it on our website.
It'll have to be on our website because anywhere else they're going to take it down. They
will.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll be there. TurbulentTruth.com. I just thought it was so well done.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you start trying
me?
To tell that story, and because it has so many tentacles,
right?
It's difficult to not get sidetracked, and you know, it start then you
yeah.
you know the longer you take to tell a story, the more it sounds like a lie.
Well,
is like no time, and no. It's all there.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
What it boils down to is it, somewhere in telling all about it or trying to sift through all the data and the facts, it's very easy to go, but then they did this, and they did this, and the election previous did this, and that.
Right.
The facts are, if we really want to be honest, hard to believe, that's where we always want to be in this show. Elections have always had a 20% swing because there's always been someone tampering. Always. I mean, since the beginning of our cycle, there's been someone trying to tamper with at least. And I think 20 is probably pretty accurate from all the studying I've done.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that 20% swing, we always still have the ability as a majority to still dictate the outcome of that to some level.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last probably 5 election cycles, that has diminished more and more and more. And then we saw the combination with this.
Right.
Because they knew if they let another cycle happen,
they had to play every
of
card.
Clearing the swamp, of exposing the lies, of all of that, they knew their reign as kings and queens were over.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just saw it flip. So it went from 80-20 to 20-80. So we only influenced maybe 20% of that in the real world because of the amount of the extra stuff that influenced that, it's unreal. If you haven't seen 1,000 mules.
2,000, but who counts?
Is that what it is? I'm sorry. Yeah. 2,000 mules.
Well, there's tons of things.
That's what you're here for, is to correct
There's me. A lot of things you can watch that will tell you the story. Most of them take an hour or so.
Yes.
This one took a minute.
It's brilliant. Someone did their research, got all the key tipping points that made that happen, and put it together in such a great way.
So there is an election that's going to come up next year.
Oh, there is?
Is it an election? If we last that long, quite frankly.
Well, it's probably going to be like a Cuban election.
Unless the thing that I keep talking about happens, which is going to change all the games everywhere. If God does what I think he's going to do.
Yeah, instantaneously.
It's going to be different. But
next year's going to be a stellar year in many ways.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. So if you're wondering how they're shaping up these days, I've got a couple of videos that tell two sides, right? There's Joe, if he winds up running, this is his story. And then that other dude that everybody hates, the Orange Man Bad.
Orange Man, Bad Man.
I've got another piece of tape that filmed that shows a side of him, right? Okay, we'll start with the Commander in Thief. This is him at a meeting over there with a, okay. He's completely lost.
Oh, he's confused.
Watch the guy to the right on the screen.
Okay,
he's looking, he still doesn't know where he is. Oh, there's a camera, I should look at that maybe. Then he turns, he's wanting to go.
The President of the United States.
Oh, that's me, hold on, wait.
Sorry to keep you waiting, it's my fault.
Okay, that's Joe. That's Joe. And then there's
Confusion and Thief.
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Commander and Thief.
Oh.
And then there's another guy.
My wife, I did a lot of good things, I did a lot of self-defense. I saw somebody who was willing to shake every single person's hand that came to the line. I've never seen that before. He was willing to take a picture of every single person, even though his own staff was telling him not to. He was willing to do that. He truly cares.
about this country, who truly cares about the men and women in law enforcement, in the military, and he's shown that every single day. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the next president of the United States, President Donald Trump.
It's just a couple of sides.
There's like no comparison.
No.
There's none.
No.
So here's the thing that gets me fired up when I watch this kind of stuff, and I get pretty fired up sometimes, mm-hmm. is the fact that if you've watched this show for any length of time, you know I'm not a fan of how he speaks. Only because he can come across so arrogant during that time frame. So that's the shield against the swamp. I get it now. But what I've really learned to do, I know it's crazy, is I should go to the Bible and ask what the Bible should, I should do, right?
Going out on a limb,
I go out there and I just start looking, and all of a sudden it says, well, you're supposed to judge them by their fruits.
That is what it says.
So then when I go, well, wait a minute, if I take the speak out, I take the grandstanding, I take the shield of feeling like he has to be that way, because no one's given him any kind of due or message, so he has to be that, you know, bull in a china shop.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at his fruits and how he treats people, there it is. If I look at the other side, oh my gosh. So, guys, this next election cycle, please, please, look at the freaking fruits. Stop looking at how well someone speaks. They can speak phenomenally and be a moron, doesn't care about us or our country, but wants to feed the old greed of the swamp. Okay.
I think they heard you. Even in the whisper,
okay.
I think they heard you.
I'm just saying.
So, we are going to have to wrap things up here in a minute.
Well, you got a thing with a guy at a place?
I got a thing at a guy with a place. I know a dude. No. I know things look bad. I actually have a little thing that I would like to read that put it in perspective. I've seen these things before.
Okay.
This one... It just said it better.
Okay.
It just said it better. All right, you know that we passed $33 trillion in debt.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Only a couple of months ago.
Yeah, $250,000 per taxpayer that's actually making money, $100,000 per person.
It's actually $1 million a person.
Oh, really?
There's 330 million of us, and it's a $33 trillion debt. That's precisely $1 million each.
Person.
Yes.
So the recent stats that were released again are lying.
It's a lie. That's a lie.
Huh.
Math says that's a lie.
Well, if you're using regular math and not Common Core.
Yeah. So,
yes.
So the whole economic thing, and just side note, after looking at the debt clock last night, that $33 trillion is now 33. This is after 2 months. That $33 trillion is 33.8 trillion. $800 billion more.
It's not sustainable. Okay. Period.
So, in light of that, let's take the U.S. tax revenue. That's how they run things. They take the money that we give them, and they spend it as wisely as they know how.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Okay. That was $2,170,000,000,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the federal budget is $3,820
So we're already in the hole.
Billion.
Yeah.
We're $1.650 trillion in debt.
So if we were a company, we'd have to shut down right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All those numbers, because there's so many zeros, it's hard to really make it sink into something you understand.
It's true.
Here you go. We're going to take 8 zeros away.
Okay.
Okay. Your annual family income, well, these are just numbers, right? But it's the numbers that reflect the reality above. If your annual family income is $21,700.
Okay.
And the money that your family spent was $38,200. The new debt that you've got on your credit card for that 1 year is $16,500.
Mm.
Outstanding balance on the credit card previously was $142,710. The budget cuts that your family has made, $38.50. Do you think this is going to work out for your family?
Mm-hmm. You're bankrupt.
Okay, this is the kicker. It's a better way to put it. I will offend somebody with this, but it's the right way to say it. Another way to look at the debt ceiling. Let's say you come home from work,
okay,
and you find there has been a sewer backup in your neighborhood.
Oof.
And your home has sewage all the way up to your ceilings.
Ugh.
What do you think you should do? Raise the ceilings or remove the shit?
I'm saying remove the...
I think you should let that out. You should let that out first.
Yeah, remove
that. Then call a drywall guy.
Yeah.
And just get to work, because it's still going to be a big mess.
Yeah.
Still going to be a big mess. Yeah. And if I offended someone with that word, I'm so sorry. I am, actually. But it just... Sorry, it gets all over me sometimes. It really feels like at times that this big boat is just not going to make it. That iceberg that we have already hit, we've hit it.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lady doing karaoke to the theme of Titanic that made me actually feel better about everything.
Really?
It did.
Oh, I got to see this.
It did. I just think it says it. People are so funny.
That is so awesome.
Y'all are funny.
I love it.
So
you know what? Since it's almost Thanksgiving, I can we just take a moment and wrap it up with, what are you thankful for?
You know what? I am thankful. I'll get cheesy and say you, actually. You're one of my best friends in the world, and I love doing this with you, and you're always there for me. Yeah, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for my family.
Mm.
You know my little girl, Eva Rose, she finally started speaking at 4. This last week, did a 3-minute speech in front of her class.
Really?
She did it on Temple Grandin, the autistic lady basically redesigned the entire meat packaging, slaughtering business with her incredible mind. She did, dude, she killed it. I was sitting there trying to just be not a parent that loves her with all my heart. I looked around the room. Every other parent and teacher was crying.
Wow.
She killed it.
I love that.
It was so amazing.
Love that.
She won Blue Ribbon. It's a 4-H sanctioned thing.
Very cool.
She won Blue Ribbon, which
it's 4-H. That's a big deal.
It's on the refrigerator. I'm just saying.
That's a big deal.
And she got invited to the next level.
Wow.
So she's just gonna keep, because I know what she'll do. She'll just get better at it.
Yep.
She will.
Yep.
It's hilarious though, just to watch her do that. Destroyed me. It was so great. Very thankful for her and for her amazing mother, who is largely responsible for prepping her for that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
She really did an amazing job.
For sure.
And really, really worked hard to prep her for it. But in the end, she's up there by herself and she's got to do it. And she brought it. Oh my gosh. My neighborhood is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
We hate the house we're living in and we may never move. I don't know. It's just... We love our neighbors.
We're hoping to get in there.
Yeah, everybody is.
Quite frankly, because I've met them.
Yep, they're incredible. My church, churches, I should say.
Because you're by Churchill.
I am by Churchill.
Yeah.
Got to be transparent. There's so much. All that God's given me, what He lets me do with my hands and my voice and my mind, I'm so grateful. All of it. Is it all perfect? Nope.
Yeah.
And yep.
Yep.
Because I'm in His hand and it is flowing like a river. And it's all good. It's all very good. How about you?
I'll tell you, not to be cheesy, but it's definitely right back at you. I'm very grateful for you and our friendship. I'm very grateful for your family. I think you just, you're so blessed with your wife and your amazing little girl and your other children. You know,
yep.
I'd love to really get to spend some time with them eventually.
They're amazing. They are.
The stories you tell are just heartwarming, and just think it's, yeah, your journey has been a tumultuous one with such a beautiful, you know, thread in yeah. the middle of it all, right? And I'm really grateful for being able to do this, for having the space, for having the time, for God to carve that out, to give me the kind of career path that He's put me on that allows me to do these things. And it's not about how many views we get. We'd love for people to share like crazy far and wide.
And buy a shirt.
Yeah, and buy a shirt to support it, because you know this is a almost a ministry for us.
It is.
Because
it is.
We don't make jack,
no.
And we do it just because we feel called to do it. So, and I'm grateful. I mean, my family, where they're at. My little boy being baptized this year.
Mm.
You know, he's blossoming in so many ways. He reminds us of what the right thing is sometimes, and we're like, whoa. And then, you know, my little girl, and she's not little anymore.
No.
She's a young lady. She's 17. Her path that she is on, some people in the legalistic world would be freaking out because she's questioning everything. But she's doing it in a way that is out of a heart of service. And when I see that, I go, oh, God's got her.
Mm-hmm.
She's working on a testimony that is going to blow the roof off of everything. And our son's going to be the deliverer of that in the process. And so I watched their bond grow,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so thankful for that. How far my wife has come and stuff that she's worked through, and she's continuing to work through, and we're working through together. Just feeling blessed. The platforms that He keeps giving me to be able to be a shining light, to speak truth into people's life as I learn it myself,
mm-hmm.
because I've got to have my eyes open to it because of all the programming over the years, right? And I'm grateful for where God's taken everything. Everyone gets really upset, and rightfully so. If you look at the surface, it's scary. But when you look at what's happened underneath, a new Speaker of the House, they're praying on the floor. There's, you know, you got people that are praying everywhere. Revivals are breaking out. For every bad thing that they try to amplify, there's 20 good things that they're not talking about.
Mm.
Remember that. He is so in control.
Yeah.
And we look at the bad things because we're trying to show truth to you so you don't get thwarted. Because when people go, well, who are you to show me the truth? No one. I'm a nobody. But when God gives me a revelation or gives you a revelation, or we have these discussions and we work through it.
You got to say it.
We go, well, wait a minute. This is a revelation we've had. We want to share it because if it helps one of you have a revelation that gets you closer to Christ, become a better light, and be one of those 20 good things, we win.
Mm-hmm.
And when we win, He wins.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm grateful for.
One thing I got to mention really quickly. I went down Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
To Cullman, Alabama.
Mm.
Kind of the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And didn't know what to expect, but it caught me off guard.
Also,
it's a really cool little town. Did not expect it. Okay. It's nothing like I would have expected.
Really?
No. It's beautiful. And I was actually asked to come and sing at a coffee shop. Coffee place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for 4 years now, every Thursday night. It starts at 7, and people get there at 4:30. God is doing something amazing in a coffee shop in Cullman, Alabama. I showed up, you know, I walk in with my guitar, and I'm ready to sing whatever. I've met enough people there early on that said, hey, I've listened to you for years, can't wait to listen. I knew that I probably needed to sing at least a few of my songs, the things that they thought they came
know.
To hear,
yeah.
Right? And then I felt like it was going to transition into something much more important, which is what they've really got going on, which is the Holy Spirit falling. I mean, dude, I did not see it that night, maybe next time. They've actually had, you know, that, this will lose a few people, I don't care. there is an amazing thing that happens sometimes when the Holy Spirit really takes over space, and it's actually a cloud, a visible.
Yep, I've seen it cloud. A couple times.
I have not, and I really wanted to see it. It did not. But what did happen, I got up, and I had a plan.
You thought you had a plan.
And I opened my mouth to start talking about my plan, and my plan did not come out. Instead, it was, I know some of you came to hear my stuff. My job tonight is to disappear and let God do whatever he wants to do.
Amen.
And if you are willing to surrender whatever you've got that would be in the way of complete and total worship to him, if you're ready to put that down and go with me, this is going to be amazing. And it's going to be much better than my songs.
And?
It is.
I'm dying. I want to know.
I know that I started with Holy Spirit, thou welcome here. Song that everybody knows, right? Yep. I don't know after that.
He took over immediately?
I just don't. It was instant. The whole room just, rah. A, they sing like you can't believe.
Really?
Oh my gosh, dude, it sounded so great. It was crazy. They were everybody 100% all in, and it did not stop. It did not stop. I mean, a minute and a half, 2 minutes later, the whole room is singing, I'll lose a few more here, singing in the language that God has given them. And that sound, if you've never heard that sound, you've never heard a sound yet. It's incredible. It is the most beautiful, overwhelming experience, and it just went. It just went.
That's awesome.
And God worked miracles. He worked incredible miracles.
I love it.
And I saw something happen that I've never seen before. A few things. One in particular, I took a buddy, Kenny Spittler, mutual friend of ours.
Love Kenny.
Prayer, literally,
a
warrior. Like if you don't want to get prayed for, he'll just hit you, basically. That's a prayer warrior. No, he's a little aggressive in a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
But God directed him to a lady in the back that was clearly had some demonic issue struggles that needed some intense prayer, and God has given him that ability. He knows how to get down that road.
Sure does.
And I saw it. It was in the back of the room. Nobody else could see it but me.
Oh, yeah, because you're the only one looking back there.
I see that it's happening. But we're doing what we're doing, and it's great.
Yeah.
There was a moment that she made enough of a noise that got a little bit of attention that a few more people were aware of what was happening. Yeah. A lot of people were not.
They were just so into it.
But the whole intensity, the whole level of their worship and their participation, it just built. They collectively helped God deliver that woman.
That's awesome.
I've never seen it happen.
I haven't.
It was just, oh no, you don't. And it was a whole room full of people collectively singing, worshiping, saying, speaking, no.
Oh, that woman's never going to be the same.
Oh, no, dude.
Never going to be the same.
I can read you the testimony that I got texted the next day. It's so intense. I hesitate to do it. No, I'm not going to hesitate. I will read it because it's
important.
It's important.
This is the hope. This is the good things, the 20 good things I keep talking about. And the difference is in the world, it's materialistic, it's physical. This is all spiritual. And we all know the spiritual drives the physical.
So I'm not going to say any names. They're in here and I'm not going to say them. Except Kenny's. I've already said his name.
Yeah, he doesn't care, though.
So this woman and her 16 and 19-year-old daughters came.
Okay.
During the service, a man named Kenny moved through the crowd and prayed for the 16-year-old first. She had had open-heart surgery in August.
Oh, wow.
And he felt directed to pray for her, I guess continued healing. He then prayed for the mother. She fought. That's the way they say it. But Kenny never let up.
He
told her she had unforgiveness. He really zeroed in on it. She finally, truly broke. She was soaking wet with sweat and just sobbing. Now, that's the moment that the crowd just helped her get there. Now the rest of the story. This woman had been following her husband home from work when the state police pulled him over and arrested him. They followed her to their house, and the FBI conducted a full search on the property.
Oh my God.
All this while the youngest daughter was at a school, I won't say it, recovering from heart surgery. Neither of those two children are his. They had found him online selling videos of both the daughters and the mom to different pornographic websites. He had cameras all through the home and their bedroom. He has so much going on, he will never get out, thank God. The sad part is that she was as locked in a prison as he is. Thanks to the gathering, which is what they called that evening, thanks to the people full of love that prayed for her and helped her face all of this head on, she is free today.
Wow.
It's nothing short of a miracle.
Jesus.
And it happened before my eyes. I had no idea the intensity of it, but imagine the weight, the invasion of
wow.
who she is spiritually that occurred because of that evil man and that process. She got set completely free, and she forgave that man. Kenny told me after the fact, he said, God just told me, he said, I didn't have any basis, just him.
Yeah.
But I looked at her and I said, you have got to forgive him. I didn't know who him was. I had no idea who he was, but
right.
I knew God told me to say to her, you have got to forgive him.
Wow.
And that's when it broke.
Wow.
If you've got something against somebody, get it right. Because it's stopping you from being free. I promise
that's
you. I've lived it. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it happen so many times. I know what I'm talking about. Forgive, forgive, forgive so you can be free. It's for your freedom.
It is.
Will it help them? Absolutely. But it's forgive. Find them. Seek them out. Go to them. Look them in the eye and say, I forgive you.
Mm, that's
okay.
good.
And you will be thankful.
On that note.
Yes. I'm still Gary Chapman.
I'm still Scott Kutcher, and this was Turbulent Truth.
It is very turbulent, indeed.
On the ground, a large fire just a couple hundred meters from the White House.
On top of it, jumping on this windshield.
The anger and the flames, it's all become soberingly familiar in this country.
Now they are blocking freeway traffic as you...
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their turn from your wicked ways, then I'm I'm gonna hear from heaven. Forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. Just humble yourself. Seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Then I'm gonna hear from heaven. Forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land.
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will get for sin and heal their land.
Just pray.